In 2006, the BMW Group raised retail by 3.5%, totaling to 1.37 million vehicles. It was our goal to achieve a new retail high in 2006, and we clearly have met this goal, while at the same time remaining the world's leading premium manufacturer. Also, we are pleased with these achievements. We have no intention to rest on our laurels. In fact, we intend to grow further in the business year 2007 in order to continue our success story. The Hydrogen 7, which is based on a BMW 760i, is one of the most innovative cars in the world and a vision for the automotive future. The BMW 7 Series is truly unique since it can be powered by both gasoline and liquid hydrogen. Our long-term focus is on using zero-emission hydrogen in combustion engines. In the medium term, this strategy also includes the development of environmentally friendly hybrid powertrains. Currently, we are carrying out various activities to reduce fuel consumption in our motors while increasing their overall performance. This approach also includes the further development of diesel technology.
Today is about a new convertible. If we look over history, Rolls-Royce has always had notable and very key vehicles in the convertible segment. Right back to the earliest Silver Ghost or the Drophead Phantoms, through, of course, to Silver Clouds, and, of course, we can't forget the Corniche. These cars have less formality than maybe the full four-door sedan vehicles of the Phantom range. They also are therefore a little more relaxed and more often than not owner-driven. So in 2004 at Geneva, where we showed an experimental vehicle, 100EX, for our centenary year, we tried to capture many of the design features of the past, but also in a mostly contemporary design. And I'm delighted, as you'll see in a minute, that we have actually maintained much of that design as we've gone through into production.